Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Oh, you know, just getting ready for the off-season.
The off-season?
Yeah. You know, last week was the season finale to season 5, which means we are now on the off season, and it's time for me to go on vacation.
Peter, there's actually something.
I'm so excited about all the places I'm gonna go and all the things I'm gonna do and the air I'm gonna breathe and the snacks.
If you'll just listen for a second.
International snacks, Lee.
Peter, there's
local
one.
Local snacks, intergalactic snacks. I probably won't go that far.
I need to tell you something.
But I have before.
Peter,
what? Do you want to come with me? Is that what's...
No, Peter, I have to tell you something.
Yes?
Well, okay, so as you know, in past seasons, after the season finale's over, we've taken a big break from doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what you're calling the off-season.
Vacation time! Huzzah!
Peter! Just let me finish.
Huzzah!
This time, it's going to be a little different.
What? Do tell.
We're not going away.
No vacation?
No, the Story Pirates podcast is not going away. And you're not going to be able to go on vacation.
No off season?
No off season.
Oh, well, you know what? That's okay. I can just go on vacation in my mind. Watch me. Oh, yeah. I'm waking up so early. Gotta get a cab to the airport. Oh, I'm so sleepy. Is it too early to have coffee? Nope. Oh, I'm at the airport. Oh, I got here way too early. Look at all these lines. That's all right. Lines are fun. I like waiting. People don't know that about me. Oh, look, I'm on the airplane. I got a middle seat. My favorite. Oh, yes. Yes, I will have some peanuts. Neighbors, are you going to have your peanuts? You are. Okay, well, I'll have your crumbs. Okay, here we go. Oh, they have movies. They have movies on the plane. But they're not nearly as interesting as the safety instruction card. Come to me. Oh, look at all these illustrations. Look at these people being safe. Oh, look at you wearing your little life jacket. Oh, inflatable slide. Oh, and then you fly. Then you sleep. I'm good at sleeping on planes. I actually put my feet up towards the head and my head down under the seat in front of you. The flight attendants don't like it when you do that. So I have to put a hat on my feet and put my shoes over my face so people don't notice. I get looks, but it tricks people enough for them to just keep walking. And, oh, look, we landed. Where did we fly to? I don't know. I didn't look at the ticket. But here we are. We're in beautiful downtown, a different place. Oh, I get out in it. The weather is different. It's either colder or sunnier. I'm like, I'm not dressed for this. How fun. run. And then you flag down a taxi or a rickshaw or a small biplane, whatever the local vehicles are, and you hop in and you say, take me to the swankiest hotel you have in town. And then you get to the hotel and I love to check in. And I just say, can I have 3 keys? Because they're plastic. And then I can have little card games with my three card games. They do limit you to 3 keys if you're one person, and most places I've noticed. But if I want to play a larger card game with hotel keys, I'll just add some hotel soaps because they're the same shape as the keys, but much thicker. So it feels like I have a full deck of cards, and then you can only deal 3, and then you've got one big block. And then at that point, I've forgotten what the game is, but I'm jumping up and down in the bed, and it's not my bed, and I'm not going to break my race car bed because it's a hotel bed. And I've only broken a few, but most of them are tough. So you can be there and you won't bet. And then, of course, we find the mini bar, which is a real emotional test for me because everything in there is expensive, and I could just walk down the street and buy much cheaper versions. But the mini fridge, everything. It's mini. You know, I want a mini soda. Oh, maybe I'm in Minnesota. Oh, that's funny. If I ever go to Minnesota again and I stay in a hotel and there's a mini bar, I'm going to get a mini soda. Did you know that mini soda means murky water? It's true. It's a true thing. There's a lot of minis in Minnesota because there's a lot of lakes. Minnetonka, Minneapolis. Anyway, so traveling is great. And then I like to go to the hotel. I like to go to the museum. I like to get my ticket. I like to go everywhere. I'm not embarrassed to be a tourist. I walk into a place and I scream, I'm a tourist! And I am the very best at being a tourist. People never laugh at that joke because I think they're just startled that there's a yelling man in this place. And that's actually, it's not appropriate. I try not to do it, but I can't help myself. And then I find the snack bar and then I find the gift shop and I say, what is the most popular gift at the gift shop? I'll take 14 of them. Don't even tell me what they are. Just put them in the bag. I'll open it when I get home. And I do. Lee, I do. Oh, if I ever do get home. Oh, this vacation in my mind is incredible. In my mind, the pyramids, the Great Pyramids of Giza, are right next to the Eiffel Tower. It's right there. It's right next to the Sydney Opera House. It's the Great Wall of China. It's right there. Machu Picchu? It's in the same place. Yeah, the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota is also here. All of the world's most exciting places are all in the same place in my mind. Oh, no. Suddenly there's vacation villains. I've got to make a quick exit. Oh, good thing this is just an imaginary vacation so that I don't need to worry about being in danger. In fact, I'll be a little reckless. I'm going to take this dune buggy. They're after me. Oh, no, you're not going to get me, bad guys. I'm going to take this dune buggy up the Sahara Desert dunes. Whoa, big jump. Oh, look, I jumped off the dune buggy and I grabbed a hang glider. And the hang glider is taking me all the way across the Atlantic Ocean over to the Amazon rainforest. Ooh, it's so rainy in this rainforest. Oh, they're still after me. They somehow got their own hang gliders. Oh, look down below. There's roller skates. I let go of the hang glider and I land in roller skates. Oh, these roller skates are also on a trampoline. Oh, giant bounce. Oh, I'm flying all the way to the central North America. Where am I going to land? Oh, it's the Black Hills of South Dakota. Beautiful, beautiful country, right? You know, I'm going to keep skating because they're not going to find... Oh, it's Mount Rushmore. Hi, Mount Rushmore. And they're like, oh, they're still after me. I need another vehicle. I'll jump out of my roller skates and into a submarine in the Great Plains. Doesn't make sense. But in this vacation dream, it does make sense. This submarine goes in corn stalks. That's right. I'm going through the corn of the Great Plains. Oh, look, I'm in Iowa now. Field of dreams. And is this another trampoline? No! I'm flying into the air. My submarine has been ripped apart. What am I going to do? I'm falling down and in the... Oh, look, it is a hot air balloon. Landed in a hot air balloon. Oh, that's so great. Who's in the hot air balloon with me? A polar bear with a handlebar mustache. Hello, good day. A polar bear with a handlebar mustache who's also an aeronaut? You know the term for a balloon driver. Yeah, it was in season 2. Rachel used to be an aeronaut. We learned it from her. Yes, I know. I listen to the podcast. You do? It's so nice to meet a fan. Where are you taking me? This hot air balloon only goes to one place. The North Pole. No, I didn't bring a jacket. Ah, I'm falling into the North Pole. Into a sleigh? Not whose sleigh you think it is in the North Pole. It's my friend Doug's sleigh. He got lost in the North Pole once, and I found him. Doug, how are you? I've turned into a villain. Oh, no, but I've changed my ways when I saw you. I remembered about how I used to be good. Oh, good. And behind you, there's real villains. They're still chasing me! Let's go! Are there gophers pulling this sleigh? Yes, there are. Is that a problem? I just worry that they're cold because we're in the North Pole. Don't you see that they have little mittens and shoes, Peter? Of course I didn't notice, but now I do because I'm imagining it. That's the spirit. Doug, you're my best friend. I'm only in your head, Peter. So is all of this. I'm on an imaginary vacation. You said it. Boy, these gophers are pulling the sleigh very slowly. Oh no, the villains are here! Jump onto this bobsled! Oh, it's another sled. And it's not a bobsled, it's my friend Bob's sled.
Hi, I'm Bob.
Bob, where have you been?
In the North Pole.
With Doug? Yeah, we've both been trapped here. This is an unexpected reunion, you two. Boy, those villains are slow. Somehow they always catch up, but once I stop, they have a hard time getting to me. I guess that's sort of imagination logic, where they're almost getting... Oh, they got me! Who is it? It's... me? That's right, Peter, it's me. You. I've been chasing you, so that you don't waste time on this imaginary vacation. Peter. Yes, Peter? Why don't you just come on this vacation with me? Peter. I didn't know we had that kind of relationship. Peter, you're literally me. I know, but I didn't want to be presumptuous. Well... presume away. All right. Should we do that secret handshake we've always wanted to have with another person, but was always too elaborate for anyone to have the patience to learn it? Yes, let's do it now. Okay. Okay, here comes the hard part. And lift. Whoa! I'll catch you. Ah, you mean you'll catch you? Yes, because you're me. Oh, I really got to get my connecting flight back home, you know, because, you know, that middle seat's not going to fill itself. I know. All right. Oh, back on the plane. Oh, get in there. Back home. And the peanuts in the upside down and land in the, got home. And that was a vacation. Vivid. Was it real? Was it all in my head? I don't know. You tell me, Peter. Peter, you're real? That's right. I am real. I was me all along.
Okay, well, he took that well. Listeners, you heard right. The Story Pirates podcast may be done with season 5, but we are not going away. Starting next week, we're going to release a brand new story every single week at the same Story Pirate time and Story Pirate place that you're used to until season 6 debuts later this year. Because look, making a season of the Story Pirates podcast is a lot of work, and we want to do it right for you. But we also don't want to leave you hanging without some Story Pirates in your life. So we're putting in the overtime to make sure you still have a new story to enjoy every single week. Which means, of course, that you need to keep writing stories and sending them in to us. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive because we really love reading all of them. And Creator Club members, you'll keep getting brand new bonus episodes between seasons as well. We're talking new episodes of Imagication with Peter, Acting with Megan, The Story Creation Zone, The Inside Story, Fixed Up Fairy Tales, and more. Grownups, you can get a free month-long trial if you sign up before February 11th. Check it out at storypirates.com/podcast. But most of all, join us next week and every week for more brand new stories written by kids. It's gonna be great, right, Peter?
Sorry, what? Oh, yeah, well, actually, my imagination vacation is over, but I have yet to make it through imaginary customs. This is a very long line. It's fun. Again, I love lines. Oh, I'm going to imagine this line for as long as anyone lets me. I am waiting.
You know what? Let's just let him have this. Oh, he looks so peaceful.